most easterly station in the nation.
11:23 here on Byron Business, Bay FM 99.9, and you're with Phil Daly. And every week around this time, a different business owner comes in and we get to know them. You get to know their business and also the people behind the business. And today my special guest is Dylan O'Donnell. He has a business called DNA Digital. Dylan, welcome to Byron Business.
Thank you, Phil.
Maybe some people, obviously you're involved in the new technology, but tell people about what DNA Digital is all about.
Sure. So we started up as a primarily web hosting company. I had a server 10 years ago, which I literally had running from my bedroom. And that's how it all started. And over the years, I've been building up the client base. It was a partnership back then. And because of my interest in server administration and Unix administration, that really made my focus all about networking. So we built up this customer base. I bought out my partner at the time, and over the years we've been growing and growing. So we have this quite large customer base of clients all around Australia, but we also do a lot of other stuff in terms of web design and online marketing and that sort of stuff as well.
You know, a certain bloke back in the 70s started his business from not his bedroom, but maybe from his garage. and Steve Jobs has done very well for himself since then.
That's right. Yeah.
Is Steve Jobs a bit of an idol for you?
Look, I'd have to say he's a great example of the entrepreneurial spirit of especially American business. Of all the failing you see in the world at the moment in terms of the American military and what's going on over there, tech is the one thing they got right, and that spirit of entrepreneurial business is really in Silicon Valley, and Apple and Steve Jobs is a shining example of that. Mm.
He's got a wonderful story, Steve.
Does, yeah.
The Apple company effectively in the 80s said, we don't want to have you anymore, and he went away for around about 9-10 years, and they asked him back when they were doing very badly. They were almost ready to fold, and he managed to turn the company around, and he really has been an innovator in regards to business and particularly IT. And so it's great to hear you that he's an inspiration for you.
Definitely.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, often people see web hosting, like it's to me, and I don't know a lot about IT, but anyone can host websites. Uh-huh. Is it, what's the difference between, your company and someone else's in regards to hosting websites?
Yeah, that's right. And a big threat to my business model and indeed my whole industry is the fact that you can host a website anywhere in the world. You can get cheap hosting in China. You can get cheap hosting in the States. You can get cheap hosting anywhere. And it's very hard to compete when you've got European servers who are selling hosting for $1 a month, So in that regards, the kind of service that I have to offer is very different. So the boxes that you have to tick first is that the websites have to be online 24/7, stable, all working well. Once you've got that out of the way, it's more about all the value that you add to that in terms of online marketing, the website design, being there for any questions, the consultancy, and any other kind of broader IT issues. Of course, we get calls every now and then where my customer wants me to fix their printer or whatever, and I just can't help them with that.
So it's all about service.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what really people want, particularly in this day and age where we're an instant society, aren't we? My computer or my website goes down, I want to have it up happening again because effectively I'm losing money if I don't.
Yeah, that's right. And if your website is a good website, you will be losing money if it's down because it becomes fundamental to the way you do business.
Let me ask you, you're relatively young. You started your business in your bedroom. Mm-hmm. What do you like about being in business for yourself?
That's a good question. I really ramped up the business only a few years ago when I moved to the area. A lot of people move here for the lifestyle, and I was certainly one of those. And I'm sure your listeners would agree. It's not hard to understand why people move here. Mm. But often the jobs around here aren't quite as fulfilling as what you get in the city in terms of monetary compensation. But that was one of the inspirations for me to build the business into bigger and better things, and to really ramp things up. So in a sense, I had to build my own job.
Now, in regards to, you mentioned that web hosting is a large part of your business. Mm-hmm. You also mentioned that you're doing other things. What was the motivation to expand the services?
Sure. So I guess I'm a little bit of a creative left-wing hippie at heart anyway. You know, I do like to strum the banjo by the campfire. And I think of myself as a little bit of a designer, not just a developer. So although I have the background, I've got a master's of IT and I do a lot of systems development and databases and that sort of thing. But I also bring a lot to the table in terms of design. So I approach design from a very artistic point of view. So that artistic nature comes through in the way I approach websites. And I have to say, I really enjoy that part of the job. It can be a very technical job and a very boring, you know, kind of nerdy kind of job. Mm. But the design aspect I really, really enjoy.
Are you limited in regards to what the technology will allow you to do as far as your creativity?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question, especially when we're talking about things like the National Broadband Network rolling out. I host a lot of my servers in Melbourne and some overseas as well. And I would love to host them locally, but we just don't have the infrastructure here. We can't do that anymore. So I think as the National Broadband Network rolls out, we'll begin to discover more applications for technology and we'll be able to unbridle that potential that the web can really bring.
How is it going to change in regards to websites and hosting and even email and Facebook? And how's it going to change with the National Broadband Network? I'm not quite sure. Mm-hmm. I understand it's going to be faster.
Yep.
But what else? How is it going to change?
Well, we've got the issue of latency, for a starter. I live in a street on the edge of Sunrise in Byron Bay, and I can't get ADSL. I can't even get a normal broadband connection. Now, that means I can't run VoIP services over my network. Mm-hmm. I can't use Skype properly to even Skype my mother who lives overseas. So those fundamental things I can't even do right now with today's broadband. As the National Broadband Network rolls out, we bridge the latency gap, which is the small seconds of delay that it takes for a packet to get from one end of the world to the other. Once that's bridged, we can do things like real-time communication to the point where doctors can be doing remote surgeries. We could have video conferencing one-to-one with no delay. I think the possibilities will really open up to developers once we have that network there. But even with today's broadband in Australia, it doesn't really come up to scratch with the baseline level around the world.
So is it going to really impact more in the regions than it is in the capital cities?
Yeah, I think so. And in fact, one of the first regions they rolled out was, I think, in regional Tasmania.
Yeah.
And they're still rolling out in regional areas. And that created a small IT boom in that region because suddenly they had this infrastructure that even the capital cities didn't have. So there are business opportunities there, and I think that will affect the region greatly.
I understand, and this may be incorrect, but in the Northern Rivers, I think they're starting in Coffs Harbour.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. So have they already started there?
I'm not sure, actually.
Okay.
I used to be in the ISP game a few years ago. I spent 8 years working for an internet company rolling out networks across Australia, but the game's changed now, and I'm really happy to see that fibre is being laid, and I just can't wait till they get my street environment.
Yeah, so someone who lives in Sunrise who is effectively still in the dial-up age.
That's right.
When do you think you'll get NBN? Do you know? Do you have a time frame?
I think we'd be looking at the... I was looking at the maps the other day, and Byron Bay is covered. I think we'll know more in the next couple of years about the actual rollout date, but I think we're looking at 2015, 2016.
Oh,
yeah,
that far away.
A while.
Okay. My guest today on Byron Business is Dylan O'Donnell. He's with... his company is called DNA Digital. We're going to go to a break, and we'll come back and talk about some of Dylan's ideas as far as growing his business, but also he's also involved in educating people about the benefits of using the internet, and we'll talk to him very soon.
From Byron to Ballina, Evans Head to Lismore, Coolangatta to Kingscliff. You're listening to Bay FM 99.9.
11:37, and I'm talking to Dylan O'Donnell from DNA Digital today. Dylan, I often like to ask business owners who have been running their business for a while and on a bit of a growth spurt, to picture yourself in a helicopter flying above your business. I want you to look down on your business and tell me, what are some of the things you think you're doing well, and what are some of the areas you'd like to improve on?
Sure. Well, I think one of the things we're doing well is that we do have as much business as we can progress to get at the moment. Really, there is so much so much business in this industry. It's hard not to grow. But in order to grow sustainably and properly, we need to do that well. We need to make sure that we have the right staff and grow properly in that way. And I see a lot of companies fall over because they don't do it correctly. And also I don't really want to stay as a small business forever either. I'd like to really make that transition into a medium-sized business eventually. So one of the things I did want to address is that we had an office in Ballina for a year, then we had an office in Middleton Street for a year in Byron. And I was faced with this position where in order to grow, I would have to be facing higher rents. And so I made the decision to pull back the expenditure and invest in a property in Ballina. Now, that means I don't have to pay rent anymore. So once we move the office into there, I can grow sustainably.
Mm-hmm. And the areas you're looking as far as the businesses, what areas do you think you can do to improve?
Definitely the fact that I can't push the site out quicker than I can at the moment. Yeah. I have a queue of about 2 to 3 months at the moment, and that really annoys me. I don't like saying no to work, and I don't like making people wait, so that's definitely something I could improve on.
Now, an important part of your business, I understand, is that is educating people about the internet, about how they can use their website. Tell us a little bit about that, what you've done in the past and what you're looking to do in the future.
So I have run a few talks with the Norbeck Group, the Northern Rivers Business Enterprise Centre, who your listeners are probably well aware of. We ran, as part of the Innovation Week, we ran some talks across the region, and I was hosting a talk which was really all about Google AdWords. Google AdWords is something that people hear a lot about. They get it really shoved down their throats. There's a lot of cowboys out there. So the theme of the talk was really dispelling the myths around it, trying to show them what to look for in a company when they're approaching Google AdWords, and that sort of strategy about it. So those talks, there's two more at the moment. One's September 21st, which is in Yamba, and one is September the 27th in Grafton. And your listeners should probably contact Norbeck if they want to be involved. I believe it's free.
Yeah, and Norbeck have got an office in Lismore, so you can just give them a call, and I'm sure they'll be able to book you in and tell you the exact details. Looking ahead for your business, Dylan, what are some of the goals over the next 12 months?
Well, the goal is definitely to double the client base in the next 2 to 3 years. And the investment in property was definitely a goal for this year. So I'm happy that I've achieved that. I think in the long term, I would like to acquire some smaller web hosting companies as well. I'm not a salesman. I'm not very good at sales, and I'm very good at marketing, but ironically, I don't do a lot of it for myself.
So one of the ways you see of growing your business is buying smaller companies.
That's right. Especially with such a healthy industry as web hosting, there are a lot of smaller companies, and they don't tend to be as... they don't have the longevity as a larger company like NetRegistry or Melbourne IT do. So those companies tend to acquire smaller companies, and I'd like to follow that business model.
Well, it's been good talking to you today, Dylan.
Thank you very much, Bill.
If people want to get further information, have you got a website they can go and visit?
I do. It's www.dnadigital.com.au, or if you just go to Google and type in Byron Bay Web Design, I'm number one.
Thank you for joining me, and that's a very good example of how to market your website.
Exactly.
Get high on Google. Let's go to a new
electric, eccentric.